woman.
Son, please come to order. Members, please vote to signify the presence. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows all senators present this morning.
Can we stand for the invocation, Rabbi Plotnick?
Let us pray. We prize is but lent to us, and we must surrender it when God demands. It is fitting and proper that this chamber this morning stand in prayer to memorialize and cite the death of former House of Representatives member Homer Mosley, whose funeral is today. The departed has entered into the peace of life eternal. May the beauty of his life bide amongst us as a loving benediction. And may the Father of peace send peace to all who mourn and comfort the bereaved. Amen.
There is a citation being prepared this time for Homer. The guest friend, the secretary certifies correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify for the 122nd Legislative Day Journal with the following correction to page 1288. On Senate Bill 752, change the title to financial institutions.
Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 122nd day be certified with the correction to page 1288. Senate Bill 752, change the title in that case to financial institutions. Ask unanimous consent.
Objection. So ordered. There are messages from the governor.
Message of May 12, dear Mr. President.
Would you like this read?
There is a message from the governor. We'll ask that it be distributed. It's a long calendar.
It's on the permanent fund dividend backstop bill. That is the only message from the governor.
Please put it in the supplementary journal. Without objection. Are there messages from the House?
Messages of May 12. The House has concurred in the following. The House concurred in Senate amendments to CSSS HB 409 rules relating to hunting, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill 409 Judiciary Amended Senate relating to big game hunting by non-residents. The House concurred in the Senate amendment to CS for House Bill 586 Finance, thus passing CS for House Bill 586 Finance Amended Senate. Permits for overweight and oversized vehicles, effective date. The House concurred in the Senate amendments to CS for SS for House Bill 590 rules, amended, thus passing Senate CS for CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 590, finance, relating to Superior Court judges and Superior Court facilities, effective date. Message of May 12, the House passed CS for a sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 702, Finance, transferring parts of certain fiscal year 1982 Agricultural Action Council appropriation allocations to the Nanana Tacheka Agricultural Development Project, making a special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for distribution of additional salmon enhancement tax receipts to regional associations, effective date, with the following amendments. House CS, for sponsor substitute, for Senate Bill number 702, Finance, amended House, transferring parts of certain Agricultural Action Council appropriation allocations to the Nanana Tacheka Agricultural Development Project, amending an appropriation made in Chapter 50, Session Laws 1980, making a special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for distribution of additional salmon enhancement tax receipts to regional associations, making a supplemental appropriation for the operation of the legislature, effective date, and returning.
And we stand at ease with the rules. I think everyone has a copy of the 702, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate concur with the amendments to the House amendments to Senate Bill 702 and request the body to vote yes.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 702? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Rohde, there is an effective date clause.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection. There's also a question on title from the Senate side. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the title change.
Being no objection, it's so ordered. Bill's adopted. Effective date's adopted. And the title change is adopted. You may proceed.
Message of May 12. The House passed CS percent bill number 727, State of Errors, relating to the duties of the State Geographic Board effective date with the following amendments. On page 1, line 6, in the title, delete the words, duties of the. Page 1, line 16, add a new section 2. Sec 2, AS 4419056 is repealed and reenacted to read. Sec 4419056, composition. The State Geographic Board consists of 7 persons appointed by the governor. Consideration shall be given to all regions of the state when appointments are made. Renumber following sections, and so CS SB 727 State Affairs Amended House is returned, relating to the Geographic Board effective date.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 727 and request the body to vote no.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 727? You may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change his vote? I wish to change my vote. Apologize. Does any member wish to change the vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 1 nay, 1 yay, 19 nays.
So the Senate has failed to concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 727. The House will so be informed and requested to recede. Senator Sackett's bill, I would appoint Senator Sackett, Senator Fisher and Senator Fahrenkamp to a conference committee if the House does not recede.
Message of May 12. The House passed Senate Bill number 831 relating to insurance policies and contracts with the following amendments. House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 831, LNC, amended House, relating to insurance and returning.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 831 and request the body to vote no.
Question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 831? Are you ready for the question? You may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change their vote? All members have voted. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 831. The Secretary of the Senate will inform the House and request them to recede. If the House fails to recede from the amendments, the Senate will appoint a conference committee consisting of Senator Mulcahy, Senator Ferguson, Senator Kelly.
Message of May 12. The House failed to concur in the Senate amendment to CS House Bill 47 Jude M, prohibition against waste of the meat of big game animals and wildfowl, namely Senate CS for House Bill 47 Jude, and respectfully requests the Senate to recede from this amendment. In the event the Senate fails to recede, the Speaker appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with the Light Committee from the Senate to consider the bills. Representative Grusendorf, Chairman, Representatives Fanning and Bettesworth.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 47 and request the body to vote no.
Question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 47? Are you ready for the question? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
One yea, 19 nays.
Senate has failed to recede from its amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 47. A conference committee will be formed. Senator Rohde, Senator Anderson, Senator Ray.
Message of May 12. The House failed to concur in the Senate amendment to CS for House Bill number 524, LNC. Namely, Senate CS for House Bill 524, Small Loans, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment. In the event the Senate fails to recede, the Speaker appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with the Light Committee from the Senate to consider the bills. Representative Randolph, Chairman, Representatives Bilsma and Brown.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 524 and request the body to vote no.
Question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 524? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change the vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 nays.
So the Senate has failed to recede from its amendments. A conference committee will be appointed. Senator Mulcahy, Senator Coletta, Senator Sackett.
We have a brief at ease.
We'll be at ease.
Message of May 12. The House failed to concur in the Senate amendment to CS for House Bill number 697, LNC, appointment of non-permanent employees for certain work assignments, namely Senate CS for House Bill 697, LNC, authorizing preference for hiring local residents for positions in the state service effective date, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment. In the event the Senate fails to recede, the Speaker appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with the Light Committee from the Senate to consider the bills. Representative Bilsma, Chairman, Representatives Bettesworth and Grusendorf.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 697 and request the body to vote no.
Question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to House Bill 697? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 nays.
So the Senate has failed to recede from its amendments. The Senate will appoint a conference committee. It's Senator Ray, Senator Fahrenkamp, Senator Anderson.
There are no other messages from the House.
Takes us to communications. Are there communications?
Communication of May 13, dear Mr. President. The conference committee, which had Senate Bill number 666, Mining Loan Fund, AS-1709, effective date, and House CS for Senate Bill number 666, Finance Amended House, Certain State Loan Programs, effective date under consideration, request powers of pre-conference. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, Senator Mulcahy, and Senator Sturgiolowski. The specific powers of free conference we request are as follows, 1 through 9. Would you like those read?
By title.
1. Shall the loan provisions under the Alaska Agricultural Loan Act, AS 310, be modified? Shall the loan provisions under the Commercial Fishing Loan Act, AS 1610, be modified? Shall the language relating to residential loans under the Regional Native Housing Authorities be modified? Language modified on Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. The language modified on the Division of Housing Assistance. The language modified on the Alaska Industrial Development Authority. The language modified on the Housing Development Fund. Shall various loan and grant programs be repealed? And the language modified under the Commercial Fishing and Agricultural Bank.
Yeah, the floor, Senator.
One correction, that under the rules, we would be given powers of limited free conference. And that error should be corrected, if it were.
That occurred to me.
Mr. President, I would move that the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 666...
Senator Rohde, I'll just do it.
...powers of free conference.
I'll give you powers of free conference. You don't have to make a motion.
This is a new procedure for us, and however the Chair wishes to handle it.
Thank you. Are there further communications?
There are no other communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 60, requesting the Secretary of Commerce to disapprove certain portions of the Bering Chukchi Sea Fishery Management Plan, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute with a new title and due pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Gilman, Eliason, Mulcahy, and Sturgiluski. SJR 60 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 705, Special Appropriation to the Department of Military Affairs for construction of the Alaska Servicemen's Memorial at Veterans Lake, and recommends it be replaced with, and recommends the State Affairs Committee substitute due pass with the new title. A majority due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Stimson, Sturgiluski, Eliason, and Dankworth. Senator Sackett and Senator Ferguson signed no recommendation. SB 705 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Finance considered Senate Bill Number 706, making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for a caretaker facility for Alaskan Servicemen's Memorial at Veterans Lake, and recommends that the State Affairs Committee substitute with a new title, majority due pass. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senator Sackett and Ferguson signed no recommendation, signing due pass for Senators Stimson, Sturgiluski, Eliason, and Dankworth. SB 706 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Judiciary Committee considered CS for House Bill Number 637, Finance Amended, Regulation of the Taking, Purchase, or Sale of Certain Fishery Resources, and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and a majority due pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, chairman, concurring Senator Anderson and Senator Parr. Senator Ray signed no recommendation. House Bill 637 has no further referral.
Mr. President?
You have the floor, Senator.
A $1,200 fiscal note was added onto that bill, and I wanted to make the Finance Committee aware of it. It's probably below the Finance Committee minimums considerably. But I have a memo for the Finance Committee. I wanted to make them aware of that. I don't know why the Department of Labor did it, quite frankly, and it will slow us up.
I do appreciate that. Objections, rules, your notation.
That goes to Rules Committee.
There is previously the Judiciary Committee was the final committee of reference. Rules.
The Rules Committee considered the following. SCSCS House Bill 210 Jude, Child Custody. CS House Bill 575 Jude, Culpable Mental States Prescribed as Elements of Criminal Assaults. And House Bill 721, Naming Elmendorf Bypass Highway after Robert C. Reed, and recommends they be placed on the May 13 calendar. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Ferguson. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are the reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
There is a resolution for introduction.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 87 by the Transportation Committee relating to reconstructing and paving parts of the Alaska Highway as authorized in the Federal Aid Highway Act of 1973.
Transportation Committee.
That is the only new resolution.
Takes us to the daily calendar. First item on the daily calendar, House Bill 575.
CS for House Bill Number 575, Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to culpable mental states prescribed as elements of criminal assaults. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title and due pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senators Parr, Anderson, and Ray. There is an SCS.
You have the floor.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted.
Objection, so ordered.
Senate CS. Senate CS for House Bill Number 575, Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to the criminal laws of the state. There are no amendments.
In the absence of amendments, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 575 be considered engrossed, advance the third reading and place for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill Number 575, Judiciary, an act relating to the criminal laws of the state.
Senator Rohde, before you for discussion debate.
Mr. President, just briefly, this is the contents of this bill is exactly the same as the Senate passed in Senate Bill 535, which was the omnibus amendments to the Criminal Act. The House had changed the bill considerably, and these are the amendments that the committee, rather the portions of the act that the committee agreed upon, including a change in the insanity plea, which I would like very much to get to conference committee so we can work on that very important matter. But this is exactly the same as we passed before. It deals with changes in the criminal law relating to the definition of intent in assault cases, changes that deals with the defense of insanity, and also deals with cable and microwave pirating. I would recommend it for passage, Mr. President.
Mr. Rules, Chairman.
President, I wonder if the Judiciary Chairman could explain briefly Section 8 for me. I read it and I don't quite understand what we're doing.
Judiciary Chairman.
Mr. President, this changes the defense of insanity, if you will. Changes the presumption. Presently, the presumption in the law is that a defendant raises the defense of insanity, and then the prosecution has to prove that the person is not insane. I think that's a poor system. Under this portion of the bill, the defendant raises the defense of insanity and then has to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that that the defendant is insane. The definition of what constitutes mental disease is tightened somewhat. This was the committee version of the mental illness portion. Quite frankly, I have strong feelings as to a number of members and would like to further tighten this. I think the appropriate place would be in a conference committee with the House.
Question is, shall House Bill 575 pass the Senate? You ready for the question?
Off the question.
May proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Is there a member missing? All members have voted. Secretary, close roll. Senator Ziegler? No. You are correct. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Ziegler wishes to change his vote. I apologize. I think it's the first time. Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
House Bill 575 amended has passed. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I've been reminded by one of my distinguished colleagues that the title change should be attended to. Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the title be changed and the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the title change.
Being no objection, so ordered, the title change has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 721.
House Bill number 721 by Representatives Hayes, Halford, Montgomery, Phillips, and Martin. An act naming Elmendorf Bypass Highway for Robert C. Reeve. The Transportation Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends due pass. Senator Ray, Chairman, signed no recommendation, signing due pass for Senators Gilman, Dankworth, and Curtula. There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that House Bill 721 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Objection, so ordered. Secretary, please read the bill.
House Bill number 721, an act naming Elmendorf Bypass Highway after Robert C. Reeve.
Bill is before you for discussion debate. Question is, shall House Bill 721 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
House Bill 721 has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar and second reading is House Bill 210, a bill that has been before us.
Senate Committee Substitute, for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 210, Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to child custody. This was returned to the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee reconsidered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a second Senate CS, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senator Parr and Senator Anderson.
Mr. President?
You have the floor, Senator.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 210 be held one additional day at the request of a member. We may have to include some additional language, and we're waiting to see what action the other body might take.
Yeah. Well, it's a very, very important piece of legislation to many people. No use tinkering and doing it wrong. Without objection, we'll hold it one day. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill 377.
CS for House Bill number 377, Judiciary amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to factors in aggravation for purposes of imposing presumptive terms of imprisonment for felonies.
Bill is before you, Senator Rohde.
Is that in second reading, Madam Secretary?
This is in second reading.
The point was raised by Senator Sackett as to the position of the original language in the bill that was sponsored by Mr. Baska. We just passed that language again for the second time in House Bill 575. It was originally passed by the Senate in House Bill 535. The language, as you can see on the, or I guess it isn't in the members' packet, is included in the bill we passed today. I believe the last portion of the bill that we passed today included Mr. Vasquez's language. It is section 12, number 20, where the victim knowingly directs conduct constituting the offense at a victim because of the person's race, sex, color, creed, ancestry, or national origin. And it was included in what was called the Omnibus Criminal Act under Sackett. And To the main portion of the bill that you have before us today, this settles a dispute that both parties want settled. A bill in 1977 was originally passed to settle this, was vetoed by the governor. The state was forced to sue at that time, and after the lawsuit was filed, they agreed that again a bill should be passed to settle it, and nothing has happened with that, and both the municipality and the state have agreed to seek the passage of legislation. It is almost a comedy of errors, in my opinion, Mr. President, but it is something that we should attend to, and I would recommend it to the body.
Mr. President? As long as we have the leeway in second reading to discuss the bill.
Yes, we do, because there is potential amendment discussion here, and I think it doesn't serve any bad purpose to allow it.
Right. What this is a personal interest bill for the municipality of Anchorage. Every other municipality in the state has paid their judicial services except Anchorage. And in fairness, what we should do is amend this bill to repay the other municipalities for their services that they paid for. In other words, why would we benefit one community of the state against every other community that has already paid?
Senator Rady, do you wish to respond?
Yes, Mr. President, I don't dispute Senator Rady's comment that it has an interest only to Anchorage. However, the fact of the matter is, when offenses are cited in the municipality of Anchorage, which includes a broad area and almost 50% of the population, municipal ordinances are often cited both by the state troopers as well as the city police for offenses, and people are charged under municipal offenses where they might be charged under a state statute in other cases. So the costs that are here before us are not strictly municipal costs, but are also state general law enforcement costs.
Senator Ray, you have the floor.
Correct, Mr. President. Juneau has the same problem, and we pay our bills to the state for incarceration of municipal in the state jail. We pay. I think Anchorage, as the biggest community in the state, certainly should be able to come up with the money.
Senator Sackett has the floor.
Could somebody answer the question, why have the other communities paid and Anchorage hasn't? I don't know why.
Senator Rody, do you wish to respond?
I don't know that I can answer for the other communities. Very few other communities have had the expenses, and I can't even respond to Senator Ray's comment about Juneau because I don't know their particular situation. As you know, in the past, we have forgiven other communities, though. Not only Anchorage, and there's a window in that forgiveness, and this is the window for Anchorage. And whether that exists with other communities, I can't really tell you.
Secretary of the Senate, could you tell me what committees this bill has gone to since it is a significant change? I just want the members to recognize it.
It's been to the Judiciary twice.
Gone to the Judiciary Committee and has a substantial fiscal note. Are you ready for the question? Would you move it to third reading?
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that House Bill 377 be advanced to third reading and placed in final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS for House Bill Number 377, Judiciary, an act forgiving debts owed by political subdivisions for judicial services and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 377 is before you for discussion and debate. There has been considerable debate during second reading. The question is, shall House Bill 377 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change the vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 nay.
House Bill 377 has been adopted. Senator Rody.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, is so ordered. Next item on the daily calendar is House Bill in third reading.
Mr. President.
If a reconsideration has been brought up, you have the floor, Senator.
May we have a brief at ease, please?
We'll be at ease. Fisher. Sergeant of Arms. We're back at ease. We can stand at ease. Senator Anderson, we are in third reading on House Bill 174. It was held over on reconsideration. Would the Secretary please read the bill one time?
Senate CS for House Bill Number 174, Rules, an act relating to public employees subject to collective bargaining. On reconsideration.
You have the floor, Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that and ask unanimous consent we move to second reading for purposes of a specific amendment.
Without objection, we are in second reading for purposes of specific amendment. Did you need this amendment? I've removed my call to the House. Senator Dankworth has arrived. It has been fulfilled in any event. Would you move the amendment, Senator Anderson? Senate, come back to order.
Mr. President, I move amendment number 4.
Objection. Objection is noted. You have the floor.
Mr. President, this is, I don't know, maybe you can say the last best offer, but kind of the final shot fired in trying to resolve a very difficult issue. And the original bill, I mean the bill we voted on before, just really doesn't make too much sense to me. But I'm not quite sure how to phrase this, Mr. President, but I would move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in recess to the call of the chair for the purpose of a majority caucus.
Okay. Jack?
We'll be at ease. We have order. You have the floor, Mr. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I withdraw my previous motion.
Objection, so order. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in recess for approximately 10 minutes to call the chair.
We're in recess. The amendment was proposed, Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The caucus did meet, and and there was overwhelming support for the amendment. I just want to point out on page 1 of Senate Amendment Number 4 to House Bill 174 that there is a typo in Section 142570. It should be 142570 mediation instead of 1425.
Thank you. Okay?
Very briefly, Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator. You have moved the motion.
I move that the amendment be adopted, corrected version.
Senator Ray, are you rising?
Yeah, I object to just, I think there's another typo. Eliminate the word T-O on the second and last line. Or other person mutually agreed upon to serve as a mediator to resolve the dispute.
That's agreeable with the Senate.
That objection, those will be shown as adopted, those changes. You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Very briefly, I believe that the amendment is a substantial improvement over the bill that it's designed to replace. I think it answers, finally, whether or not strikes are permissible by teachers. In the last section of the bill, it states very clearly that strikes are prohibited. But the amendment goes through a very careful process of trying to resolve disputes between administration or the school board and teachers, and brings the differences, if there's no agreement, to a vote of the people. That once the facts have been developed, then the vote will go to the people, and the people will decide whether or not the facts as found would be adopted. If the people reject that in the vote, then the school board gives their last best offer, and it will be known as Proposition A. And these teachers will give their last best offer, Proposition B. That will go to a special election. And the people will decide. And I think that's what the people want, Mr. President. I don't think that the people of the state of Alaska want binding arbitration, nor do I think the people of Alaska want their teachers to strike. And I think this particular amendment resolves all of those issues. Thank you.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, with all due respect to my distinguished colleague from Dillingham, I have to rise in opposition to his amendment. The mechanism itself is a very complicated mechanism, and one that I'm not sure that it would work, but it certainly would do credit to Rube Goldberg in its present form. But more seriously, Mr. President, I think it would ensure that education remain in the political arena. It would be a far better plan to require all employee contracts to go to a vote of the public than try to use a mechanism like this. The fact is, this mechanism would probably encourage an attitude of non-acceptance by either side, the school board or the teachers. In effect, it really does gut the bill, and I'm afraid even worse, Mr. President, it's going to encourage labor discord rather than discourage the amiable settlements of suits, or rather of disputes, and I would urge the Senate to reject this amendment.
Senator Parr has the floor.
Mr. President, another point that hasn't been mentioned, I think, is that
This delays the settlement of the dispute. We may have as much as two elections here. You don't set an election up overnight under existing state law, and then you certainly don't set up a second one overnight under existing state law. Furthermore, Mr. President, I think it's worth pointing out that on that second election, unless I've misread the bill, the cost of the special election will be borne equally by the school board and the employee group. So the school board, using taxpayers' money, pays half of it, and the teachers, using their own money, pay the other half.
Are you ready for the question? Senator Stimson, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. One of the frustrations, of course, that occurs in the legislative process, we've got to try to work out compromises that satisfy as many people as possible. I think it's important for the body to understand that what is before us in the form of an amendment is, in my opinion, not an acceptable amendment, and that the bill that's before us represents a tremendous amount of compromises. It's not that teachers are delighted with the form that this 174 is in currently. There's been a question about the opportunity for the public to vote. And that is provided for in Section 12 of this bill. It provides that a school board may, by a majority vote, have the question of prohibition of teacher strikes placed before the voters in the next general election through the municipal governing body or director of election in the case of REAAs. And then if that question is approved by the voters, the teachers are then placed in Class 1 with access to fact-finding and arbitration. So I think this is an attempt to meet all of those concerns. Thank you, Mr. President.
Question is, shall the amendment be adopted? There's no further debate. You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? All members voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 6 yeas, 13 nays, 1 absent.
The amendment failed. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 174 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Objection so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate CS 4CS for House Bill Number 174 rules, an act relating to public employees subject to collective bargaining, on reconsideration.
Senator Dankworth, you have the floor.
Of course, I'm going to vote no on it. I always do on these issues of this type. But I do want to say in defense of this 174, I think it probably comes as close to meeting the requirements that I think that ought to be in a bill passed by the legislature that I've ever seen before the body thus far. It does, I guess, do more than any of the others in the past to meet my concerns. But make no mistake about it, that this is taking something away from our local school boards. And while from a philosophical standpoint, the philosophy may be outdated, but I still believe that the federal government ought to stay out of local education. I think that the state ought to stay out of it. And these issues, we elect a good school board at home. Why? These issues could be taken up there by elected representatives and be handled. But we've chosen to come down here so we can override our local school boards on those type of issues. It's strictly philosophical with me. Like I say, I think this bill basically does answer most of my concerns, but it's still, and we can't make any mistake about it, we are taking away from the authority of our local school boards. Thank you.
Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President. My main concern with the existing situation is that we've had an unresolved question as to whether strikes by teachers are permitted or not. This bill would resolve that issue, and I think that is extremely important. This is not a binding arbitration bill, even though that has been said many times that it is. This is not a binding arbitration bill. It establishes rules for collective bargaining. It does provide for a whole process prior to giving teachers unlimited right to strike. And even if a strike is called, the prerogative is left to the school board to go to the court and obtain a restraining order. It's up to the school board when that is done. after the school board obtains a restraining order against a strike, then you get into fact-finding, and only at the tail end of the process do you get into binding arbitration where anything may be imposed on anybody. And I think it's really interesting that with the existing Class 2 employees presently covered by this by the Act, which does include University of Alaska and Community College employees, that under Class 2, there has, in the last 5 years, been only one situation where a single bargaining unit did go out on strike with a leading to binding arbitration. So that I don't think this will effectively take away anything from school boards. I hope this will resolve a lot of strife that we've had in the past without strikes, without other problems. Thank you.
Question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 174 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? If any member wish to change their vote, Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 6 nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 174 has been adopted. Takes us down to unfinished business. Are the items under unfinished business? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would like to give notice of my intent to reconsider House Bill 575. That was the judiciary bill. Mr. President, I would hope that we have material that I've worked on the Attorney General's office with regarding the insanity plea. I think it would perhaps be the most efficient way to do that. The Judiciary Committee has been working on that. Also, Mr. President, I would like to waive SJR 10 or SJR 50 from the Judiciary Committee, that's Senator Coletta's bill on constitutional amendment for veterans' bonds.
Without objection, Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate from 1 o'clock Friday through the 14th through Saturday the 15th.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there announcements of committee meetings? Senator Rohde.
The Judiciary Committee will meet today at 1:30 in the Butrovich Room. There are no bills posted, and we will take up any matters that the committee feels are appropriate and try to attend to moving any bills that are necessary.
Senator Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, just a quick announcement. We hope to be able to get our class picture in tomorrow if all 20 senators are here.
Senator Bennett.
The Finance Committee will meet Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, taking up House Bill 156, an act relating to legislative contracts. Also, House Bill 643, continuation from Thursday.
You have the floor, Senator.
Till 11 a.m. tomorrow.
You have the floor, Senator.
Transportation Committee will meet today at 1:20. In the Butrovich Room, and I would move and ask unanimous consent to waive the notification time on the ASHWAC resolution. I don't have the number of it. It was assigned a number to today. Allocation of federal
87,
money.
I think.
87? That's what it is.
Without objection. Notice has been waived.
Please.
We'll be at ease.
Mr. President, just very briefly, there'll be a conference committee on HB 101 at 12:30 in House Finance. That's dealing with motor fuel.
The Secretary have our conference committees in this folder along with their own. You do this, but I just want to be sure they're there. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, a reminder that the Senate Resources Committee and House Oil and Gas Committee, the Senate Oil and Gas Committee will be here holding hearings again this afternoon at 3 o'clock, House Finance Room.
I believe fully 50% or more of the House priorities are either passed or right down to being passed probably have been adopted this time. Are there further announcement of committee meetings? Are there items under special orders? Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, just I move to ask unanimous consent for the privilege of the floor.
You have the floor.
With regard to the loan bill, the chairman of the House Conference Committee on the Loan Bill asked me to bring a matter to the Senate's attention, and that is the question of the ratchet. We have not, as members of the body know, as Rogers ratchet, as it's known, increases the cost of money to the borrower under a system. It's presently 12 3/8. In my opinion, and in the opinion of Mr. Meekins, the ratchet was ill-designed and could well go up to 15% before the legislature actually convenes. There is insufficient agreement on the part of the conferees, with exception of Mr. Meekins and I, regarding a modification of that ratchet. I want to bring it to the Senate's attention because it's a matter that a number of members have talked with me about. It's a matter of some concern with the public. I don't know what course we should take now, but I wanted to bring it to the members' attention so they could contact me, other members of the committee, or perhaps other members of the House, but it may well be a problem that will cause perhaps some difficulty in finally settling the issue. I forgot to add under announcements, Mr. President, that the conference committee will be meeting at 5 o'clock today in the Senate Finance Committee room.
Thank you for your report. Would you move the adjournment motion? Oh, Senator Sackett.
One way to resolve it is to get a new conference committee.
That had occurred to both Majority Leader and myself, Senator Sackett. You have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent to speak on the same subject.
You have the floor, Senator.
Will that be known as Meekins' mechanism or Rohde's wrench?
If the committee does nothing, it will be known as neither. Rohde's
revolver. Former members of the Senate were on this committee. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, if I understood the Majority Leader correctly, that free conference is going to meet at 5 o'clock tonight?
5 p.m.
And he cancels his other free conference that was scheduled to meet at 5? On the tampering with a witness?
Senator Rohde, you wish to respond?
I don't know what to respond. I didn't know we had a 5 o'clock meeting.
We don't have a 5 o'clock.
Okay, we're into Rogers Ratchet at 5, and Senator Sturgiluski.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
Privilege of the floor to speak on the Rogers Ratchet. Actually, this is it's a major issue. We had a tremendous amount of testimony. This went on a long time. We took a look at all kinds of proposals, and it received very serious consideration, so I hope if the members are interested, they might consider also talking to the other members of the committee. But I think that Representative Meekins took credit for calling it his new approach, the Meekins break, so that might add to the other languages floating around on names.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, there's no further business coming before the Senate. I move to ask the NFC. We stand adjourned until the name tomorrow morning.